to everyone. Let me say good morning to everyone. Come on and bless the Lord this morning. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Thank God for his grace, his mercy, his love, and his kindness. Amen. At this time now, we want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers who are here this morning. Amen. Now give yourselves a hand clap of praise. All mothers who are here. Amen. Biological mothers, spiritual mothers. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. At this time now, let us prepare for our morning worship service. Let's prepare now for our morning worship service. Ask that you will pray for the service. Pray that the Lord will have his way this morning. Amen. So pray for the pew that you're sitting on this morning. Pray that God will bless the people who will sit with you this morning. Pray that the Lord move in a very powerful way. Amen. Pray for the choir. Pray for the pulpit area. Pray for your pastor. Pray that the Lord will give us a fresh word in order to help his people. Amen. Amen. Come on, this is your opportunity to pray. Let us prepare now for our doxology. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures, here below.
I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord, our feet be standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. For the sake of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek your good. O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Oh, sing the Lord new song, write down marvelous things. The dog knows that the Lord all here take place.
As we prepare to sing hymn number 196, there's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. Sister Mar Simba will come in line all three stanzas of this wonderful hymn. Been led by Sister Odessa. Amen. So it is time, Sister Mar Simmons.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. We call your attention to page 2 of the bulletin, hymn number 196. There's a sweet, sweet spirit. And we want everyone to sing with uplifted voices. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know it's the spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face. And I know they feel the presence of the Lord. With no further lining, we ask that you pay attention to the words for the first verse. But Sister Odessa Jones, who is a mother in her own right, will sing that one a cappella. Not a cappella, she'll sing it by herself, rather. Amen. Brother Brent will be playing and she will be singing. We ask that you would pray, get a smile on your face, because there's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And that's because it's Mother's Day. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Just so definitely you understand that.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. The my mouth edify you and only you, not us, but you, for you are great, you are loving, you are kind, you are kind. You are all in all to us. You mean the world to us. We cannot do it alone. We thank you. We magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For he is Lord.
What a wonder, what a wonder you are.
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
What a wonder,
what a wonder you are.
Oh, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, what a wonder,
what a wonder you are.
Oh,
oh, Jesus, what a wonder you are.
Come on, say Jesus.
What a wonder you are.
Oh, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
What a wonder,
what a wonder you are.
Oh, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, oh,
what a wonder you are.
Oh, oh, Jesus, what a wonder you are. Come on, say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
What a wonder,
what a wonder.
Oh, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus.
What a wonder,
what a wonder you are.
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, what a wonder. What a wonder,
what a wonder you are.
Light of the tribe of Judah. What a wonder,
what a wonder you are.
Light
of the tribe of Judah.
What a wonder,
what a wonder you are.
Oh, Jesus,
what a wonder you are.
Light of the tribe of Judah.
Light of the tribe of Judah.
What
wonder.
What a wonder you are.
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus.
What a wonder.
What a wonder you are.
What a wonder
you are.
Oh, oh, Jesus, what a wonder you are. Light of the tribe of Judah, light on the tribe. What a wonder,
what a wonder you are.
Light of the tribe, light of the tribe. What a wonder,
what a wonder you are.
Light of the tribe of Judah, light of the tribe. What a wonder
you are.
Oh, oh, Jesus,
what a wonder you are.
Beautiful rose of Sharon, beautiful rose
of Sharon.
Yeah,
what a wonder you are.
Beautiful rose, what a wonder,
what a wonder you are.
Proverbs, the 31st chapter, beginning to read at the 25th verse through the 29th. She is strong, respected, and not afraid of the future. She speaks with a gentle wisdom. She is always busy looking after her family needs. Her children show their respect, appreciation, and her husband praise her. He said, many women are good, wise, but you are the best of them all. God's word for God's people.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord,
praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Can we give God a hand clap of praise? Amen. Amen. It's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Amen. To Pastor White, to Presiding Elder Huggins, welcome back. To Reverend Huggins, and to any other members of the clergy in the house. And to each of you, my brothers and my sisters, good morning. At this time, we'd like to pause and recognize our guests. You would like to stand at this time and greet us or greet us from your seat. You're welcome to do so at this time. Any guests, or if you have a guest, Ms. DeRamos, that you might want to. Yeah, they tried to escape. Yeah, amen. Would you like to greet us? Amen, amen. Yeah. Good morning. to have you here today. Thank you, thank you. Are there any other guests who would like to greet us? Amen. Are there any former members in the house who might want to greet us at this time? Amen, amen, amen. All right. So we'd just like to say to the guests and to the family members who have returned that we're very happy to have you worshiping with us today. Mrs. DeRamus and your lovely daughters, thank you for being with us today. And all of our guests, we're just happy to have you. You will get a real special greeting in just a few moments from Pastor White. So just hold on to your seat. He's going to make it real lively. But thank you for choosing John's Chapel to worship today. Amen. Anthony, Sabrina, and Loria. Amen. 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 We call your attention now to page 5 of the bulletin. Of course, it's headed up with Happy Mother's Day, and we want to thank the John's Chapel, the men of God who are preparing a meal for us today. So, ladies, can we give God a hand clap of praise for the men led by Brother Maxie and the rest? We thank you in advance for that. Also, when Pastor says so on the program, we'll be down, stewardesses will be down front accepting your offering. Hopefully you got a picture of a little purse. Is there anyone who didn't get that? Raise your hand. The ushers will bring it to you. It's for your convenience in blessing the stewardess board. We have a very critical ministry here at the church, and the little purse will ask you if you would like to give in honor of or memory of someone, a mother who was very dear to you. So we'll do that when the pastor says, and we'll go from there. Thank you in advance. We also want to remind you to keep those in prayer on page 6. We have a prayer list there, and we ask you to continue to pray for them. Also, we want to remind the missionaries tomorrow night at 6 is the meeting, followed by Bishop's meeting on Zoom. And also, we want to ask each of you to take these notes and put them on your calendar. Amen? So you can stay. Amen. That somebody said amen. All right. All right. So these are our announcements printed on page 6. On Saturday, the WMS will be attending the Conference Institute. All of you who would like to ride the van, please see Sister Nikki at your earliest convenience today. Amen. 136th church anniversary. You'll be hearing more from Brother Ed Brown and others on that. Amen. At this time, we'd like to pause and celebrate those who are having birthdays this week. Happy birthday on May 12th. Tomorrow, Jaquiz Copes. May 12th, Helen Nichols. Amen. Amen. May 15th, Nikki Mills. She's on the balcony with the sound. Amen. May 16th, Regina Wright. May 17th, Nathan Sebastian. May 18th, Sarita Brown Rose Vivor, the daughter of Brother Ed and Sister Deborah Brown. Amen. And May 18th, Nathan Baxter. Okay, Torin. The little baby in the back, the grandmother, she wants me to ask her daughter, what is his name? Natarian, and his birthday is tomorrow. How old will he be? All right, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Are there any others that we might have missed? All right. Well, we want to greet our guests, our district consultant, Sister Kimberly Marshall, with her recently graduated from forestry school son, Brother Joshua. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. We're so glad to have you with us today. Now let's see, where was I before Sean came up here? Let us, everyone except those celebrating, please stand and let's sing real hard for that baby back there. Everybody else, everyone celebrating, remain seated. Amen. Pastor White will lead us.
Happy birthday.
Come on, sing.
To you.
Come on, sing.
Happy birthday.
Come on, sing. Come on, Brother Debbie, help me sing.
Happy
Brother Cal, sing.
God bless you.
Come on, sing.
Happy birthday.
Antonio, open your mouth and sing. Help me, sing.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Brother Brick, help me sing.
To you.
Come on, there he is.
Happy birthday.
Jill, come on, Jill. Rock and sing. There you go, Jill.
Happy
look at Jill. Look at Jill.
God bless you.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy birthday to you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
That was excellent. Thank you for leading us, Pastor, and thank you all for lending your voices. I also wanted to mention that I see Craig Crawford and wife over there as well. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome home.
Good.
Amen.
Good.
And at this time, we want to just leave you with this thought on the cover of the bulletin. Mother's Day blessing, mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Chapter 1, verse 2, King James Version. Have a blessed Sunday. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Simi, for announcements. Come on, y'all. Let's give all our mothers another hand clap of praise. Amen. Happy Mother's Day to you all. Amen. 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 And we are so thankful and grateful for all the mothers who are here, spiritual mothers, biological mothers, and the mothers who had to stand in the gap, amen. Thank God for you all molding and shaping us and praying with us and supporting us in all of our endeavors. And we are thankful and grateful for your love, because a mother's love is a reflection of who God is, amen. Wow. A mother's love is a reflection of who God is. And we're so thankful for that type of love. Amen. Good to see you all. Good to see you all. Thank God for you. We're so thankful again and grateful for all of you all taking time out to be with us this morning here at John Shelby Church. Thank God again for all of our members, for your prayers and support. Let's continue to pray and seek the face of God. We have a litany of things taking place within our church. You see all the announcements on page 6, 7. So make sure that we govern ourselves according as we read all the announcements, page 6, 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Amen. So make sure we're able to go through and read the announcements before us. So we're preparing ourselves for some more things to take place. I know I was able to text our members with our mental health workshop that's coming up on the last part of the week. Make sure our members are able to join in with our mental health workshop that's coming up ASAP. Brother Britt is here along with his mother here. He called me and talked to me about Methodist Side Community Fest coming May 31st. And they're asking the community to join in with them. They're going to have a One Village, One Voice event on Saturday, May the 31st, 2025, 10 a.m. through 3 o'clock p.m. where they're asking Methodist Side to come together on one more time. Amen. And they are here, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for that announcement. Amen. Thank you. He'll pass out the flyers after service, okay? Amen. All right. Thank you. Let's get ready for something. Next week, we will go to Brantley on the other side of Brantley for the pastor appreciation. Other side of Brantley at 2 o'clock p.m. And then we have several other announcements. So we need our members to make sure that we join in for the mental illness. We have 25 slots available. You'll be certified for 2 years, the 27th and the 28th. It's open for the public also. So you get your certification for 2 years, the 27th, the 28th. They're coming to teach on mental illness as well as suicide prevention. And you'll be certified for 2 years. Amen. And it's free. It's free. So you got different entities. If you work in that type of area, you want to send over people. It's going to start at 5 o'clock, 5 to 8 on the 27th through the 28th. And they're going to help us. If you're feeling a burnout, whether it's church or on your job, they're going to give you some good pointers how to, amen, make that shift from a burnout to get back excited about working again and doing church activities again. Amen. So I need all of our members, amen, Lord have mercy, from the pulpit to the pews, to make sure that we attend this workshop. Amen. Amen. The worst thing that you can do is not to acknowledge that you at the stage of being burned out. Amen. I'm ready for a vacation. Amen. I think I got 2 this year. I didn't take 1 last year, so they adding up. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. I am ready. Yeah. Let's go. All right, you ready? Let's get ready for now our offering. We get ready now for our offering. Let's prepare now in our giving. Immediately after service, we do have a hot, delicious steak dinner prepared for all the mothers who are here with us this morning. All the mothers, we have a hot, delicious steak dinner prepared for you. Amen. Amen. Good to see you, Sister Marshall. Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's give our hand clap of praise. Amen. Kevin and Marshall here with us. Good to see you. Brother Joshua here with us, along with, amen, Mother Huggins here with us. Amen. Let's give the crew a hand clap of praise. Amen. And my wife, Sister White. Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. Let's place the Lord for Sister White. Thank you, baby. Thank you. All right, this time now, we're going to prepare now and I give it. You see several ways of giving printed within your bulletin on page 3. We've got PayPal and we have Giverfy. Amen. We're doing something with Cash App, so do PayPal and Giverfy, or you can bring your offering and give it to our stewards, our stewardesses. They have their tree, and you're able to give a donation in the name of your loved one. So where our tree, our stewardesses? Okay. How you gonna do your offering? All right, Brother Ed has the tree basket or the basket, and you able to put your offering in the basket. Okay, good. I know it. Oh, see, okay. All right, let us, don't do that, y'all, boy, y'all messing with me this morning. All right, let us stand. Come on, let us stand. If I leave some of our ushers, we'll do it next week. We'll do the ushers next week, students next week. We'll do students next week. Y'all messing me up. Come on, let us give. Sister White, come on, meet me halfway right here, Sister White.
because you care. I couldn't imagine
if you weren't there.
You weren't there. Everybody say, I love you, Jesus, yeah, ho, ho, ho. I love you.
Eternal Heavenly Father, we thank you for your glory. We thank you for your power. thank you for your awesomeness. Now, God, we come to you this morning praying that thou will continue to forgive us all of our sins, whether thought, word, or deed. We pray that thine, the Lord, will forgive us, create us a new heart, and renew a right spirit within us. We pray that thine, the Lord, will honor our request this morning as we pray the prayer of Jabez over our lives. Bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory and keep your divine hand upon us. Now, God, we pray the Lord for each person from the sound of my weak voice. Strengthen them. Be with them. Pray, God, that thine, the Lord, will be with the family. Mold and shape us. Keep harmony and unity within the family. Some are rejoicing and some are mourning. Some are able to reflect and recall the love of mama. And some still have mama with them. Be with us. Cover us with your goodness one more time. We know, God, you can be a mother for the motherless. We love you for it. We praise you for it. We adore you for it. We magnify you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Let our hearts say amen. 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 Come on and give God your best praise this morning. Amen. Amen. Come on, come on. Come on and give God your best praise this morning. Come on, that's all we have this morning. That's all we have this morning. He's worthy to be praised, and he's worthy of our praise. It's another Mother's Day celebration, and you still here, not because of your goodness, but because of his grace and his mercy. Some loved ones went on. Some family members went on. Some friends went on. Even some foes went on. But God spared your life, and you still here. You ought to say thank you. You ought to praise him this morning. Hey! Our scripture reading read to us earlier this morning. Retired presiding elder Huggins. Proverbs 31. Verse 31. 31:25. Proverbs 31:25-28. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, eating not the bread of idleness. Her children will rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Amen. Lord have mercy. Mother's Day celebration, a picture of a godly mother. Verses 25, 26, 28, a picture of a godly mother. The ushers may be seated. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she rejoiced in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her, a picture of a godly mother. Amen. Just a few minutes before I'm standing here getting ready to preach, I was quickly writing down some footnotes. And one liner I was able to write, it stated, mothers are gifts from God.
Yes, Lord.
My first little statement, my first footnote was, mothers are gifts from God. I was sitting in the seat of responsibilities, the pulpit. And I was sitting there thinking, I was thinking deep. Because mothers have to make major sacrifices.
Yes, Lord.
They are gifts from God.
Amen.
Because our mothers, they pray for us.
Yes, Lord.
And still praying for us. When we didn't have enough sense to pray for ourselves, they are gifts from God. Our mothers, they supported us, and they are still supporting us. When other people said that it was impossible for us to make it, Mama was right there. And that lets us know that mothers are gifts from God.
Hallelujah.
Your biggest cheerleader was Mama.
Yes, Lord.
Your biggest supporter, your biggest cheerleader was your mother. And still your biggest cheerleader, still your biggest supporter is your mother.
Hallelujah.
And that ought to be a sign to all of us that mothers are gifts from God. Your first teacher is your mother. Your first teacher was your mother. It wasn't daddy. It wasn't the school teacher at school. It wasn't the pastor in the church. It was mama. And because mama was your first teacher, that's a quick reminder that mothers are gifts from God. In our text this morning, the uniqueness of the particular Proverbs, we see how Solomon is able to pen this wonderful chapter after taking the advice from his mother. His mother is speaking to him concerning the ways of another woman. No one can tell you about the ways of another woman than another woman. And Solomon is being very studious, learning, because his mother is giving him healthy, sound advice before he engaged in this lifelong relationship with another woman. Look at verse number 25. She said to him, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Point number one, printed within the back of your bulletin, strength. A godly mother draws strength from the Lord. She faces life's challenges with courage and faith, not fear. A godly mother draws strength from the Lord. She faces life challenges with courage and faith, not fear. He declared, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Notice now that her strength doesn't come from people, but her strength comes from the Lord. Her strength is not an external, but her strength is internal. Her worth is not outward, but her worth is inward. Solomon's mother is teaching him, strength and honor are in her clothing and shall rejoice in the time of to come. She's teaching him something vital in the text. Because of her relationship with God, that she's depending on God to strengthen her while she's facing endeavors to come her way in the future. And because she got confidence in God, she can face tomorrow with faith and not fear. I'm glad about it this morning when a woman realized that her strength is not tied up in her appearance, but her strength is tied up in who God is. She can face tomorrow with confidence, understanding that God holds tomorrow. When you understand that God is bigger than your problems, God is bigger than what you are going through, God is bigger than the stuff that you face with, you understand that no matter what comes your way, all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. I thank God this morning that when you realize your strength comes from above, not, amen, from beneath, amen, not from a political party, not from family members, not for friends, but your strength comes from the Lord. He will give you the power to overcome some stuff. That's the picture of a godly mother. Yes, she take care of herself. Yes, she wash her face. Yes, she combs her hair. Yes, she's able to strut with some red bottoms on. Yes, she's 5-star. Her external matches her internalness. This woman is a praying woman. This woman spends quality time with the Lord, and because this woman knows who God is, this is a picture of a godly mother. Is there anybody in here this morning who can testify that you're able to see a godly mother? When you have a flashback, can you see your mother praying, talking to the Lord, telling God about it, spending time with God, going to church in the midst of her sickness, going to church in the midst of her brokenness, going to church on stormy days, rainy days, when she didn't feel like it? Is there anybody in here this morning who can help me preach this message, who can have hindsight and look back and see mama, maybe grandmama, maybe your great grandmother, who spent time with God, who knew God, and when they got through talking to God, God answer their prayers? That's why grandmama said, boy, you got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. He may not come when you want him. Lord have mercy. He may not come when you want him, but God is always on time. Say yes. Not only that, Solomon said, she opened her mouth with wisdom. And her tongue is the law of kindness. What Bullet point number two is speech. A picture of a godly woman. Not only she has strength, but look at her speech. A mother's advice rooted in God's word brings guidance and light to her family's path. Lord have mercy. Faithful teaching, whether spoken or lived out, instill values that last a lifetime. She's able to give grace in her speech. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She knows when to speak and when not to speak. The picture of a godly mother. This woman has honey on her tongue and joy in her heart. The picture of a godly woman. Not only she has strength, but she has the right speech. Yes, Solomon's mother saying that this woman is not going around in the neighborhood bashing everyone. She's not gossiping about folk who live beside her. She's minding her own business. She getting things done. He's saying that if she ain't got nothing good to say, she just keep her mouth. Lord have mercy. Solomon's saying that when she speak, a whole lot of people like to get around her because she speak with volume, value, and substance. And now he said in the text, he declared in the text, because her speech is faithful, he said that she opened her mouth with wisdom. And her tongue is the law of kindness. We love being around kind people. Kindness draws people. A lack of kindness drives people away. That's why when you have your party, no one shows up. Because you're not kind. You can say that stand, you know what? But people love being around kind people. Yes. Mama said, honey will draw a whole lot of flies. Amen. Yes. Just being kind and nice has the power and ability of drawing a whole lot of people. So in the text, the picture of this godly woman, she always found good time to uplift people and encourage people along the way. And that's the challenge for us this morning as we paint the picture of a godly woman. You got to be kind even in the midst of people being nasty to you. Don't you let people pull you down. Don't you let people get you to wallow in the mud with them. You got to stay above them because the Bible says that the strong got the better infirmity of the weak. Because God is in you. God has equipped you in order to make it through another day. Don't, amen, retaliate. Lift them up in prayer. And I declare and decree this morning, God has the ability of changing them one more time. And I'm glad about it this morning that the God that we serve, he can change folk. You can't change them, but God can. I can't change them, but God can. Is there anybody in him this morning who can testify that the God that we serve, he can change things? Yes! When I look back over my life and see all that stuff that the Lord changed
change in my life, I can testify that the Lord, he can change stuff. Yes, I used to talk nasty, but the Lord, he changed me. Don't you look at me strange. Let me bust your bubble. I just Googled you in the spirit. You used to talk nasty, but the Lord, he changed you. Yes, we went from cursing to praising because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we'll be still wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in sin. But because the Lord has come on the inside, he picked us up, turned us around, and placed our feet on solid ground. Say yes!
Not only she got strength, not only she got good speech, but the Bible said in verse number 27, it said, now she looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Point number three is selfless. A godly mother is watchful and attentive, managing her home with love, wisdom, and order. Her hands are always busy, not just with chores, but with acts of for her family. Her children recognize her, and her children call her blessed. Her impact that she has made on her family is deep and wide. The picture of a godly mother. She just didn't make an impact on the children, but she made an impact on her husband. Deep and look at the legacy that mama leaving in the text. Because mother birthed love from the beginning. Her legacy is not a plight nor a certificate, but her legacy is love. You got to see it in the text. Look at her legacy. She wasn't called on a big stage to be honored and recognized by an organization. Her legacy was triggered down to her children because mama gave love at home. Look at the mind of Solomon's mother in the text. Notice that the people who are calling her blessed, they are people who stays with her. They're not outside people. They're not cousins in them. They're not relatives. They're not neighbors. But they are people who are in the household. Bless you. You know how easy it is to fool me on Sunday morning? But it's hard to fool folk who are at home with you all the time. You can act churchy on Sunday morning, but who are you when you get home? So Solomon is saying in the text, his mother is teaching him in the text. And this woman not only behaved well at church, but when this woman get home, she's the same person. Not no spiritual schizophrenic. But this woman in the text, she's 100. And because she's 100, she's selfless in the text. Less of her and more of the family. She's serving with her hands. She's serving with her mind. But most of all, she's serving with the heart. And because she's serving with the heart, the children declare, "Mama, we are blessed. Mama, we are blessed to have you as our support system. What a blessing to be able to know that you are my ride and die. Mama, we are blessed to know that you are going to pray with us and pray for us and support us as we try to reach our goals and try to accomplish our endeavors. Mama, we are blessed. Have you standing with us?" And not only the children declared, but the text says, daddy stepped in. The husband stepped in and looked at his wife and said, "I'm a blessed man." After evaluation, after looking at how you support us through prayer, support us through physical things, I must declare and decree that I am blessed. You have portrayed and you have demonstrated a picture of a godly mother. That's the challenge this morning as we exit from the text. Be practical so that we can paint the picture of a godly mother. Exercising strength, having good speech, and be selfless. The woman in the text is not selfish, but selfless. The woman in the text is not self-centered. She's selfless. Less of her and more of her family. And when that takes place, everyone will declare and decree, we are blessed. Are you a picture of a godly mother? Are you a picture of a godly mother? Can it be said that I am blessed with my mother? Because I have a praying mother. Because I have a supportive mother. Because I have a mother who will stand with me through the thick and the thin. Can it be said about you that you are a picture of a godly mother? I'm finished. The strength her strength was internal, not external. Her speech of kindness, sweetness, was a good mother. She was a builder with her words. Daddy wanted to go home. Sweetness was at home. She gave Dad a good reason to come home. Got through working 12 hours, 16 hours. Daddy, like, I can't wait to get home. Because I know I'm going to hear some sweet words. She's selfless, not selfish, not self-centered. She's willing to serve the whole family. And we see her legacy. It was a legacy of love, triggered down to generations. And now her children talking about being blessed. Her grandchildren and great-grands, while she's sleeping in her grave, whole family talking about spiritual stuff because of mama. Come on, let us stand. A picture of a godly mother. Come on. This is your opportunity to come this morning. Come. This is your opportunity to come and give me your hand, but give your heart to Jesus. Come. This opportunity to come and say, God, I'm ready to surrender to you. I want to be that godly mother. I want to be that godly person. God, I'm ready. God, I am ready. I am so ready, God. God, I'm ready. I'm ready, God, for you to strengthen me. I'm ready, God, for you to deal with my speech. I'm ready, God, to delete this selfishness from within, this self-centeredness. Maybe you saved here and listen to the Lord, but you're looking for a church home. We're giving the opportunity to come and be a part of our church family. Come through Christian Experience. Come through Church Ladder. Come because the Lord is calling you to come to be a part of what he's blessing. Come. This is your opportunity to come. Come, bless you, my friend.
You are my strength like no other.
Bless you. Come. If you're searching for a church home, you're opportunity to come. Come. Maybe you need prayer this morning. Come to my left, to your right. We're going to lift you up in prayer. Come.
Strength like no other. It reaches to me. You are.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up every person at this altar as they intercede, as they seek your face right now in the name of Jesus. Pray, God, for your glory to fall fresh upon them. Use them in a very powerful way in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your power. Keep them, God, in perfect peace. Have thine way over their lives. Be a fence around them. A portrait, a picture of a godly woman, a godly mother. Be with them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless you.
Strength like no other. It reaches to me.
Come on, one more time. Say, you are my strength.
You are my strength.
Yeah.
Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches.
Come on, let's give the choir another hand clap of praise. Thank God for them this morning. Our musician, Brother Brent, our drummer, Devontae. Thank you all. All right, I think that Brother Mike said he's ready for us. If not, we're coming. Amen. All right, we're ready. Now we have steak dinner prepared for all the women, all the mothers who are here. I think we have about 80 steaks prepared for all the women. I think we got about 80 women here, mothers. Amen. So the men, we'll eat last. Leaders eat last. Amen. 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 My daddy words. Amen. Lead us, he lasts. Okay. All right. We lasts. Okay. Amen. 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 We also have chicken for the people who doesn't eat steak. We have chicken available. Nice stuff available for you. Okay, Faith, we ready? Let's thank God for our ushers this morning. Amen. Our youth ushering this morning. Come on, y'all. Our babies taking this new ministry here in our church. I mean, they are active. Amen. So proud of them. So proud of our church. Being able to open up for different ministries within our church. Being able to put new people in new positions. Taking on responsibilities. Amen. Amen. New leadership roles. Amen. We ready? Sister White, you have word? You good? Good. Thank you, honey. All right. Doxology, praise God, for whom all blessings flow. Good.
Praise God.
Wonderful name we pray, let every heart sing.
Oh.